This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chukwu. Chief Minister Pema Khandu paid his last respects and homage to late Dr. Bengia Tolum at his residence in Niazali today. In a social media post, the CM called him a widely respected figure and a towering indigenous leader of the state, and said his immense contributions towards society and the preservation of the indigenous identity will always be remembered with deep respect and gratitude. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, retired, presented the Governor's citation along with a cash award to Srimati Minati Dakuya, a staff member of Lok Bhavan, a Lok Bhavan Itanagar, today. She received the citation and a cash award of ₹20,000 in recognition of her timely action, which helped avert a major tragedy in the Lok Bhavan complex. On 8 May 2026, at around 7:30 p.m., Srimati Minati Dakuya noticed an electrical fire breaking out from a nearby electric pole in Sector B. She immediately alerted the electricity department and continuously followed up to ensure that the power supply was disconnected without delay. Her prompt action prevented what could have become a major fire accident. The state-level under-16 football and volleyball tournaments for the 9th Hangpan Dada Memorial Trophy began today at Alo in West Siang District. The tournament is conducted annually at constituency, district and state levels in memory of Ashok Chakra Hangpan Dada. It is a flagship sports event of the state government to nurture talent at the grassroots level. Winners of district-level tournaments advance to the state level. In under-16, inaugural match in boys' category between West Siang and Shiyomi ended in a 1-1 draw. In another fixture, Longding defeated Dibang Valley by 3-0. Meanwhile, Siang defeated East Siang in 3-0. In girls' category, Longding and Karadadi played out a 1-1 draw. Further, Namsai defeated Siang 2-1 in their match. The tournament will continue till 27th of this month. State Minister for Health and Family Welfare Buram Wage inaugurated the Rubber Producer Society Office cum Training Hall at Sejusa in Pakke Kesang District today. He said Sejusa has immense potential in rubber cultivation, and with proper training and guidance, production can be significantly enhanced, leading to increased income and employment opportunities for local people. On the occasion, a statue in honor of late Nisam Nabam, a progressive farmer awardee and a visionary pioneer who introduced rubber cultivation in Sejusa in 2012, was also unveiled. The inauguration ceremony of the Tulang Pure Edible Oil Factory was held today at the industrial estate 2 miles near Sawmill Pasighat. The factory was inaugurated by the Commerce and Industries Minister Nyato Dukom in the presence of 38 Pasighat East MLA Tapi Darang, 37 Pasighat West MLA Ninong Ering, and 39 Mebo MLA Okentine. Addressing the gathering, Minister Nyato Dukam said that to chase a dream, one must remain persistent and consistent. He lauded the pilot turned entrepreneur Mohonto Pangin for turning his vision into reality. Speaking on the occasion, the three local MLAs of East Siang jointly emphasized the importance of using locally produced goods. The MLAs also appreciated Mohonto Pangin for setting up the factory within the district, noting that it would greatly help local farmers in the Dagnivir Recruitment Common Entrance Examination for the recruiting year 2027 will be conducted from 1 June 2026 to 12 June 2026 at various designated examination centers across the region. All eligible candidates of Arunachal Pradesh who have successfully registered for the Agnivir recruitment process are advised to download their admit cards from the official recruitment website, that is www.joinedindianarmy.nic.in, within the stipulated timeline, and carefully verify the details mentioned therein. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.